Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go!
Hey, what's up everyone, it's Vex King here, and the truth is, you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. Hey, so, in today's episode, we're going to be doing a few experiments. I think it's always easier to explain things if you can see it for yourself immediately. So I'm going to kick off with the first experiment right away. In a few seconds, I'm going to play some music, and when it begins to play, I want you to close your eyes and try to think of a white polar bear for me. Focus all your attention on this white polar bear in that period. Got it? Okay, let's give it a go. Now, open your eyes. I reckon some of you will have thought about the white polar bear, but others will have simply gotten distracted and probably even asked yourself, why is Vex making me do this? It's almost like when you first start meditating and you're misled into thinking that you have to completely empty your mind. And then, as you begin, you ask yourself whether or not you're actually meditating, or you think of the most random things in the world, like what time you're going to have dinner. It's tough, and you simply get distracted. Okay, so let's do the same thing again, but let's try and do it a little bit differently. Again, close your eyes while the music is playing in the background. But this time, think of whatever you want. Literally, let your mind roam free, but do not think about the white polar bear. Okay, it's really important that you do not think about the white polar bear. Okay, got it? Let's go. Now, open your eyes. How many of you thought about the white polar bear even though I told you not to think about it? I bet quite a few of you did, and I bet a lot of you thought about it a lot. But don't worry, it's normal. In fact, this little experiment was based on a study carried out by a Harvard psychology professor, Daniel Wegner, in the 1980s. This was after he heard a quote by a Russian author that went like this. Try to pose for yourself this task. Not to think of a polar bear. and you will see that the cursed thing will come to mind every minute. Of course, this study supported the assumption and we've literally just tested it ourselves. However, in the actual study, the participants weren't focused on their thoughts for a few seconds like we just did. They were doing it over a period of 5 minutes each time. When they were asked not to think of the white polar bear, some participants simply couldn't stop thinking about it. They almost became obsessed. The conclusion that we're going to focus on today is pretty simple. The more you try to suppress certain thoughts, the more you're going to create those thoughts that you don't want to have. It's like when someone tells you to stop overthinking. It just doesn't work because you just end up thinking about the thing you're trying to avoid even more. So now you're overthinking. I mean, it's similar to telling a frantic person to calm down. It just doesn't work, and often it just makes them more frantic. They might be like, "Why are you telling me to calm down?" and get even more worked up. This concept Wegener came up with through his research has a name in psychology, and it's called the ironic process theory. Now, he has a number of solutions to tricking the mind into suppressing the white polar bear, such as multitasking. And you can find more details about these strategies online. I am personally just going to speak about one of these solutions, and that is to pick an absorbing distractor and focus on that instead. But before I explain what that means, I just want to prove to you the power of focus. Right, so I want you to take a good look around whatever environment you're in and find everything that is red in colour. Okay, now I want you to close your eyes and name everything that was green. It's a little difficult, right? Because your focus was only on the things that were red, not green. Now, when you open your eyes, you'll look for the green stuff instead. You see, Wegener and his colleagues went on to carry out another study where they asked participants to think of a red Volkswagen instead of a white polar bear. They found that giving the participants something else to focus on helped them avoid the unwanted white bears. Simply changing your focus changes everything for you. I remember when I was working as a systems analyst and I had to do a presentation in front of some really big managers. One of them was known for being quite strict and picky, so naturally I kept thinking about him as I was preparing for the presentation. It made me feel a little nervous and anxious about the whole thing. Because so much of my focus was on him, I kept seeing him everywhere. Every time I would go for lunch, he'd be near me. If I was in other meetings, I would notice him walk by. Strangely enough, he even began emailing me out of the blue. Anyway, as I did a practice run of the presentation, one of my colleagues told me that I kept looking down or in one direction as I spoke. In other words, I needed to make good eye contact with the audience. So my focus literally changed to correcting this. For this reason, I was able to stop focusing on the picky manager and instead focus on the way I made eye contact with the audience. This new thought that I was focusing on was powerful enough to distract me, and what was even better about it was that it was something I could translate into a physical action. This thought also didn't create any anxious feelings inside of me. It just simply gave me something else to work on, something I knew I could do. So, come up with something that's powerful enough to distract your mind from the venomous thought that you're trying to avoid. I always find that if you're stuck for something to focus on, then think of something that you're truly grateful for. Something that you have that you know is a true blessing, because without it, your life would be so much worse. Focusing on something you're thankful for is powerful because it induces positive feelings of appreciation, and it can also change your perspective on problems, making you realise that they're smaller than you initially perceived. On that note of appreciation, I just want to say thank you to all of my listeners and every single person that says something positive to me on social media or supports me in any single way. So many of you take your time to write to me through email. And unfortunately, I'm in such a busy period of my life right now that I can't get back to all of you. Do hope you understand, And I just want to let you know again that I really do appreciate all of you. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, VexKing. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.